remember the last time? We told you not to feed them after midnight. We told you to keep them away from the light. And the most important warning of all, we told you to never, ever get them wet. You didn't listen.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. Woo woo! Again, I'm starting out with give us a like, give us a follow, subscribe, give us a review, a rate, if you will. Good, bad, I dare you, do it. Freaking do it. Katie Afraidy, all social media platforms. Cool, awesome, great. Follow us or else, or, you know, whatever. I don't care. I don't control you. I am so excited to have this person on. I mean, I don't need to say a lot, but one of my really good friends on, she is a physical media guru online. She's amazing. Spooky, your fave gremlin, as she likes to be called, my good friend Sarah Bischoff.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Katie Afraidy.
Hi, Bessie. Hi, Bessie. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited you're on. We've been trying to get you on forever, and here we are.
I know. I fit in my little gremlin schedule.
Your little gremlin schedule, because, you know, gremlin.
Terrorize the town at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Eat after midnight at after midnight.
Well, you got a full 8 hours of terrorize the town. Takes a minute.
Yeah.
I love that. So you started collecting vinyls and VHS tapes and physical media. When did this become a thing for you?
It was in high school. I started collecting more of like albums. Mm-hmm. I think Zayn Malik's first album.
Okay.
One of the first albums I ever got. And then I kind of transferred into soundtracks.
Okay.
Because I loved the movies. And then it just got out of hand from there.
Immediately.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's been a couple years, like 4 or 5 years now. And now I got like 300 something. I'm running out of room.
Yeah, you got a lot. You got a lot.
I'm going to have to open up a warehouse.
Honestly, you should. You got some cool ones. And I have things. Welcome to a segment that Ben just titled Things That I'm Holding. Shit. I'm dropping things. It's okay. One of the things I want to point out is this Jennifer's Body VHS, which Sarah gave me.
Yes.
And I was like, even before we met, she's like, I got you this. And I was like, you are a saint. Jennifer's Body on VHS.
It's beautiful.
It's Rainbow Video. Sealed. Yeah. I'm not opening it. I will one day. And then I'm just going to set these back on the set. And then Stab 3 just fell. But so pretend like I'm showing you Stab 3 as well. But my friend Taylor saw that we needed more. And she's like, so for the jolly holiday on my birthday, she got me. I know what you did last summer. Psycho and the Mothman Prophecy.
That VHS. Cover is
this one. It's shiny. It's beautiful. I know what you did last summer. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love VHS. We love physical media
here. We do love it.
And I'm going to awkwardly put it back. Oh my God, this is a really bad idea. Okay, so for those of you watching, you can see the back of my head, which is fun.
That's what they're here for, I think.
And if this all falls, I'm going to cry. Hey, we're good? And stay? And she stuck the landing. Okay, awesome. And break. So, gremlins.
Part of my core.
Your fave gremlin. On this episode today, we're talking Gremlins 2.
G2, baby. Let's go.
No, G2 is G. Isn't that G-Force?
G-Force.
Is it like G-Force with the hamsters?
Little critters.
Or is that G2 buddies, like Inspector Gadget G2?
Oh, shit.
Dude, what's the references? Yes. Oh, my God. There's a girl? There's a girl. Her name's G2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have like a lot. Oh, such a good movie. Good.
We're going to sidetrack. G2 is what we're reviewing now.
Gremlins 2, the new batch. The new batch, which if you don't know, the Gremlins are back.
That's
and this time,
baby.
They've taken control of a new city. Media Mogwai's
Yeah, it's like
high-tech skyscraper.
So it's like based off of Donald Trump.
Why did you whisper it? It's based off of Donald Trump.
This is a secret, guys.
This is a secret. It's a secret.
It's called Clamp Towers.
Yeah.
And so like the big business guy is based off of Donald Trump, essentially. Huh. And so it's in New York in a big high-tech tower kind of thing. Yeah.
And you got the hot guy again. What's his name?
The main guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Zach.
You think he's hot?
Galligan.
I think he was hotter in the first, you know?
I think he's just a cutie.
Hi, Billy.
Billy's just a cutie. He's just a cutie.
Yeah.
He's adorable. And you're just like, Billy.
Hi.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, sir.
I like you in Gremlins and Gremlins 2. You're like, well, it's, you know, I didn't know what to expect because Gremlins... It's a holiday movie.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
So this movie, I was like, is this a Christmas movie? I was like, are we allowed to watch this after Christmas?
Is this allowed?
But, like, it's not a Christmas movie. It's...
The second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I thought it was a lot scarier, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Compared to the first one? Yeah.
I find the first one scarier just because it's such a silly, goofy movie. The second one, like, completely oddball.
Yeah.
But it does, oh, it has some juicy, horrifying puppets.
This one, too. The gremlin, so...
We got a lot of gremlins to get
lots
through.
Lots of gremlins to get through. How did Gizmo... leave Billy? How did he lose?
Like from the first to the second?
Yeah, I haven't seen Gremlins in a second, so yeah. I should have watched the first movie.
Well,
first.
You have a Gremlins expert.
I know
here.
That's why I have my fake Gremlin right here.
So at the beginning of the first one, the guy that he gets Gizmo from, mm-hmm. which this is such an interesting thing, like the Asian like references in the movie.
Yeah.
It's weird because then they play
it racist.
Yeah, I'm like, Joe Dante, do you have, because even in Gremlins 2, there's this one part where they're doing like a tour of the building, mm-hmm. and one of the guys is it's an Asian guy and he just has a camera and he's just taking a million pictures and it's like the stereotype.
Yeah,
and I'm like, Joe Dante, what's going on?
Hey.
You got something to say? But anyways, off topic there. But yeah, the guy comes back at the end of Gremlins.
Yeah.
And is like, you can't handle them, and takes Gizmo back.
Yes. Because he said, oh, you were with the old man. What happened to the old man?
Yeah. Yeah. And then...
And now he's at a testing facility?
Yeah,
testing.
He escapees because they're knocking down the building that the... What's it called? That the guy has his shop that has Gizmo in it. And so then we get the cutest fucking shot of Gizmo full body walking across the screen. And he's like, wee, 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 wee. Oh my God. That's my favorite part about this movie is like you see full body, full frontal.
Full frontal. I want to see full frontal gremlin. I want to see him.
And it's beautiful. I'm a puppet girl. I love puppets.
You're a puppet girly.
I don't know if you know this about me.
You're a puppet girly.
But I'm a puppet girl.
He's adorable. Gizmo, like, I he was cute in the first movie, but I was like, okay, he's like, as though his fingers kind of creep me out a little bit. I couldn't.
They're big, meaty claws.
I'm like, you got some human sausage fingers right there. A little thing, you know?
Yeah, he's thicky. Well, that's the...
Thicky.
He's a little dicky.
That's
the cool thing about Gremlins 2 is, like, Joe Dante, the director, didn't want to hop on it at first, mm-hmm. but it did so well that they were, like, demanding a second one, mm-hmm. which is just me in the writer's room, like, give me more
Gremlins.
Give them to me now. And he only said yes if he could have, like, full creative control and just go batshit bonkers.
He did. They're like... What can't we do?
Yeah.
We're going to do it all.
It's in the movie.
All. Something I... A line I wanted to point out in the beginning about... Oh, my God. What was it? What's the shop owner's name?
Mm.
Ooh, again, everybody knows that I'm bad with names, so we check IMDb. This
starts with
sponsored.
An M.
Is it Murray? Oh, Mr. Wing?
Oh.
Or am I just...
That was off.
Katsu. Is it Katsu? No.
Isn't that chicken? Fried chicken.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, Hawaiian barbecue Katsu chicken.
Now I feel racist. I'm so sorry. Okay, but... That, him, the shop owner, the big corporate guys come in and they go, did you hear him cough? He's an antique. We can wait. Which is what you should say around every single person you ever meet.
I'll wait.
We can wait. He's coughing.
He said, die. Just die.
Just die. Just die really quick.
We're waiting.
Go ahead, die. Like. Yeah. It's a mean thing to say to anybody, but damn, okay, I guess you're supposed to be the villains, but
yeah,
cheese Louise.
And they kind of like turn it towards the end to try and make him not a villain, so
yeah, that was weird.
We got a lot going on.
So that guy was supposed to be Donald Trump,
right?
So is Billy a Republican? See a Trump supporter?
We're making a public statement.
Billy from Gremlins 2 is a Trump supporter. Murder here first, allegedly.
Cancel him now.
Now, immediately.
Get on his
Gremlins
ass.
Gremlins 2, done. He's working under Trump.
Done.
He's freaking done.
Yeah. That is such a good question. Because he's supporting.
It's a job. You know, you gotta get a job.
Yeah.
You, job. You know, I get it. You gotta hustle out there in New York.
And yeah. Same could be
McMouse.
Same could be said about me. So
you're working for the Rat Casino.
Oh, my favorite kind of casino.
The Rat
run
Casino.
By the
Welcome rat to the Rat Casino. It's run by the Rat King.
Our Lord.
The freaking Rat King.
The Rat Overlord.
The Rat Overlord. The Rat King. I wrote random notes.
Please.
The revolving door.
Yeah, that's what makes it so silly goofy. It's just like right off the bat, things are, you're just like, what?
Everything,
what am I watching?
It's not what it seems because there's a revolving door and it keeps revolving and it keeps speeding up and you're like, oh my God. Uh-huh. It's like that one scene from Elf where he can't get out because he's like, oh my God, but this person really can't get out and it's like, oh my God.
On Spotify. That is on Spotify
today. Dropping tomorrow.
Streaming now.
Streaming tomorrow. But like,
yeah, it's supposed to be like a high tech.
Oh man, in Vegas, which we went to.
Love Vegas.
To go see Screamed the musical. Go see it.
Go see it.
Cool. If you can, go see it.
Mm-hmm.
At all the casinos, they have the automatic.
Right.
Revolving doors.
Yes.
And that's what this is.
Essentially.
Terrifying. I hate them.
But high speed. This is your, like, saw trap.
This is my saw trap. This is me trapped in a revolving door.
Yeah. I think it's a valid fear.
Yeah. You said that Billy from Gremlins 2 was a Republican and a Trump supporter. Now you have to spend eternity in a revolving door. Or kill a baby with a spoon. That's a callback to the Saw episode. Is it cake? Who knows? But it's really an episode of Is It Cake?
I hope it's cake.
I'm just quoting my own stuff in it. Because I can. I can do what I want.
Yeah.
No one tells me what to do. Actually, a lot of people do. It's okay. I wrote, Billy's a cutie.
He is. They did Phoebe Cates dirty with that bob.
Oh, yes, the girl who plays the girlfriend.
Atrocious bob.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Because then we got this Miss Secretary.
Well, Miss Secretary coming in hot, and she's like...
Well, that's the thing.
Billy.
I want to say that I publicly...
publicly.
That I think I had multiple sexual awakenings to Gremlins 2.
And the first one was a gremlin. The second one was...
No, my notes say... Spider gremlin? ... Anybody else think? Anybody else?
Spider gremlin.
Anyone?
Terrifying. So they find...
Just me?
They get...
Yeah, we're jumping ahead.
Oh, it's okay. We're jumping ahead. There's no rhyme or reason. We can do whatever we want. But I stutter on his name, a little fluffy guy.
Gizmo.
Yes.
Gizmo.
Which sucks because we're going to say his name a lot. So I'll just point to you and be like,
Gizmo.
There we go. Because I don't want to stutter. Because it's not coming out. It's just going to be a lot of silence on the other end. And the people listening to the audio are going to be like, why is she pausing so much? Because I can't spit dramatic the word
pause.
Out.
Dramatic pause for Gizmo. Dramatic
pause for G-Man. G-Man. I'm going to call him G-Man. Our G-Man.
Okay,
so G-Man.
Everybody's fave.
You know, everybody knows G-Man. Mm-hmm. Billy finds him being tested on by none other than Christopher Lee, who also plays another terrifying character, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He's Willy Wonka's dad, who's a dentist. And I hated him in that, and I hated him in this. I was like, I knew you were creepy, and I'm sure he's, again, a lovely person.
I just love that Christopher Lee from Lord of the Rings, Dracula,
said
scariest role ever, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka's dad, the dentist.
And I would think, I would say that's pretty valid. I'm trying to think of like one line. He's like, show open wide.
He's never said that. No.
Let's see what
we're working with. And then he opens his mouth and he's like, Willy? I haven't seen my cuspids this bad since. Oh my, I need to sit down. And then that's the scene. That's the scene. But yeah.
Did you catch his name?
In the movie? No. What's his name in the movie?
His name is Dr. Catheter.
Catheter?
Catheter.
Hell yeah, it is.
He agreed.
He said, this is my name. And he's like, how much am I being paid? Fair enough.
He had a catheter in for the whole role.
People don't know this about Gremlins 2. There's just like a scroll on the bottom. This actually did not happen at Gremlins 2. The end of the like, you know, this, like, those fact checking.
Yeah.
Where it like, keeps rolling. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Julia Sweeney is the, she's an A Saturday Night Live alum, was Peggy, the receptionist.
Oh, yeah. the one who's sneezing. Yeah,
that's Julia.
Okay.
I was like,
Julia
Sweeney.
Hi, girl.
Hi, girl. So Billy saves G-Man from
being tested on. We get the cutest little dance of a lifetime.
Oh my God. He's like, I'm doing my dancey dance. And we're like, okay.
He put on a show.
Gizmo's
he said, I'm gonna dance
he's
my
like,
way out of
rent
here.
Rent is due. Let's go, buddy.
The song was supposed to be Dancing With Myself, Billy Idol.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be that, but they couldn't get the rights, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
I would have been so good.
That's a shame. Well, hey.
Do we have any other song choices that we think would have fit?
Dance Ass, Nobody's Perfect by Hannah Montana.
Bootylicious.
London Bridge by
Fergie.
I'm also thinking Milk Money. MILF Money.
MILF Money.
Absolutely. She got that MILF Money. I got that MILF Money. And that's. Yeah.
I see you winding and grinding up on the floor.
Or, classics like, I'm just a kid who's four. Each day I grow some more. I like exploring. I'm Caillou. So many things to do. I can keep going. I need to stop.
That's impressive.
Each day something new. I can't remember basic math, but... I haven't watched it in years.
I would say knowing the Caillou song is more useful than knowing basic math.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just want to say one thing. I'm just a kid who's four. Each day I grow some more. I like exploring. I'm Caillou. Thank you. So many things
that is
to
all.
Do.
That
each
is
day
all.
That there's something new.
Yeah. Yeah, so
he escapes, but they go, and he's like, hey, be quiet, Billy's like, I'm gonna put you in this little cabinet, you're gonna sit there, you don't want to go see the bad way, he's like, uh-uh, he's
sit
like, fair
pretty.
Enough, okay, sit there, don't do anything, and then Donald Trump
does
starts
not
walking
listen,
around. Doesn't listen.
Gizmo. Little. We're looking at you.
We're looking at
this
you.
This is your
side eye. At him. He, you know, keeps pushing the drawer open. Yeah. And the Donald Trump character. What's his actual name in the movie?
Clamp. Something Clamp.
Clamp.
Not making
Daniel
this up.
Daniel Clamp. You're right. It's Daniel Clamp. Not making this up. Daniel Clamp. He's Daniel Clamp's like, wow, what a...
That's he a nice drawer. Goes,
look at that drawer. What's up with that drawer? Like, immediately. Like, you wouldn't freaking notice.
Yeah, he said.
He's like, wow, that drawer's so peculiar.
Look at that drawer.
And then, you know, you have Miss Redhead, which, again, what's her name? We're going to find out, because I forget. Oh, Marla Bloodstone.
Pussy boss queen.
Marla Bloodstone's like, what she got in that
you
drawer,
You want to go
Billy?
To dinner, Benny?
Hey, Billy, you want to go to dinner? Like, we can, you know, I'll put my foot in between your legs, and I'll give you a smooch on the cheek.
Ding, 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 first sexual awakening.
Foot between ding, ding, your legs. Ding. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. More like hello, you know what I'm saying? And... but gives him a kiss on the mouth,
mm-hmm.
and red lipstick. Yeah. Immediately, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Because his girlfriend's going to find out. And he's not going to wash it up because he's realized it. And then in the meantime, of course, our little G-Man is out running around. And causing he gets water on him. Because the janitor's
because
cleaning a water
it's gonna
fountain.
Happen.
And it's just like, absolutely, he's doing a terrible job.
Yeah.
Just, water's just... like spraying.
This is a health he's like, safety concern.
You know, Howie Mandel. That was such a great job.
In the booth.
In the booth. He's Howie Mandel. I loved you in Gremlins. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for
that,
service.
Gremlins. That's such a rant. Like the fact that forgot and I saw it and I started laughing so hard. I was like, this. I
need,
to rewatch
that footage of him in the booth.
Where is this footage?
Howie Mandel, we're looking at you.
Please.
Please.
Please. But of course, G-Man, he gets water on him.
Wet.
He gets wet.
Wet.
And starts to I would say duplicate, procreate.
Yeah.
Pop little eggs.
Yeah.
Popping little gremlins, just and he's like,
yeah,
and they're just
popping off,
and then immediately they start finding food, finding water, and shit goes bad.
Transforming into their gremlin self, which I do every morning. every morning
I do that. It's every morning. No, but they turn into the ugliest. I'm grabbing the mic. The ugliest things I have ever seen. I'm like, gremlins. Gremlins.
Beauty's in the eyes of a beholder, baby.
Gremlins. Like, scary. Gremlins 2. They were like, how fucked up can we make these gremlins?
So, another fun fact.
Okay.
Was they got Rick Baker to do the puppetry for the gremlins, and he only agreed to do it because he's like done Star Wars, like puppets on there and stuff. He only agreed to do it if he could add new personalities to the gremlins.
He did.
He gave a lot of personalities.
They got one with a like a lazy eye. You got
that's all.
You have one that's he has glasses and he talks.
The Bream.
He's going to help make these gremlins as strong as they can be. He says, hey, we're going to have a gremlin that has bat wings. We're going to have a fucking flying gremlin, okay? Then we're going to give him sunblock.
Yeah.
Because gremlins,
because
everybody knows this.
That's the only way to get him out of here.
The sun. They don't like the light.
Yeah.
But guess what? This one's immune for now.
Can I just say that... All right, we're done.
That's the end of the episode. Thank you guys.
The laboratory scene, and I feel like you're gonna love this reference, is so like there's gotta be a connection to the Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed last scene. There's gotta be some connection because the brain, we got brain Scooby-Doo, then we get female Shaggy, we get Greta.
Sure, Greta. Greta Gremlin.
Lipstick, boobies, bitch. You had me at little gremlin vajayjay. That is all.
Yes.
Yeah,
this was as soon as you said that, I was like, where's she going? And then I went Scooby-Doo.
Like they had to have
gotten
some inspo from that.
It's pretty good.
Because this is where it just goes bonk. Just,
they're running amok, and then
damn gremlins,
and then you got freaking Miss Bloodstone. She's like all of the you know, the lights go off in the building. She's like, they turned off the lights in my office. Oh my god! Where's the janitor? Where's the guy? And then she walks into a giant spider web, and it's like, I'm stuck. And then, long behold, here comes a little spider gremlin.
Just crawling out.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. My nightmares. And you said that was your sexual awakening? Sarah, you're a special person.
Listen, all I'm saying is he's sexy. That's a sexy puppet right there.
That's
one sexy puppet. Sexiest puppet I've ever seen.
I love that you think that. I love that journey for you.
Please enable me.
Please, I love that journey for you. I'm scared.
There is no going back. I'm too deep in.
I'm scared.
I just think he's beautiful. You know? He's beautiful to me.
Oh my god. This is what I want. There's so many weird things that happen in this movie. Mm-hmm. The mime police. Remember, you know that it's just like a very split second where Billy, he's trying to go back to save G-Man, our buddy G-Man.
G-Man.
And as everybody knows, he's called.
We know him on a personal level.
G-Man. It's not because I have a stutter. Yeah. It is G-Man. But there's just a brief shot of just a bunch of mimes getting arrested. Yeah. And they're like, they're just like doing their mime, the other mime thing. And it's just so... Like you said, the director clearly had so much fun. Where he's like, let's
make a mimes. Let's get some mimes in there
real quick.
He said, you know what we need? Mimes.
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 Mimes. More mimes and more just weird grunt. Like the one with the big eyes. I sent you it, and I was like that was even like. That was, I didn't even start in the movie yet, and I just, like, that was just, like the screen. Oh, my gosh, so creepy.
That's the vibe check at the door, like, to make sure you're ready to go into this movie.
I'm ready to go. It's like, what? No.
Hey.
I'm scared of that. Okay. I'm scared of that. and then the fact that this is a movie within a movie, though, as well. Because you have fucking Hulk Hogan, who breaks the fourth wall.
The Hulkster, the Grimster's gonna mess with the Hulkster.
And he's like, sorry, folks. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I turned away for 2 seconds, and I'm like, wait, what's happening? I'm so confused.
They booked Hulk Hogan.
But no, they're like, it's a movie within a movie, and now they're gonna show. I'm like, what?
So
what's going on?
What's funny is... they thought that scene where it's like the projector screwing up would turn people away from the movie in the movie theaters, like thinking that something was wrong. And in theaters, it was fine, but they released a VHS, which I need. Anybody? Sugar daddies out there?
Need it.
Sugar daddies out there?
Need it.
For the VHS tape, they do a different copy where it's like the VHS is malfunctioning, and they had a bunch of people like return their copies because they thought it actually...
That's actually awesome, though.
And I want it.
You need it.
And I need it.
I need it. It's probably like $1,000.
And I need it.
And I need it. I can't read my handwriting. Grand. This is chicken scratch. I don't care.
I'm like, I'll try and guess.
No. You know, what I did want to talk about, though, is the fact that the girlfriend did not see... Or, no, she did see the lipstick, but she never acknowledged it the whole time, except to...
I would have dumped his ass. Phoebe Cates.
I've been like, no, come on. He can wait. Little knockoff G-Man can wait. the fuck is this?
What is going on here?
Fuck's on your face. Why do you got lipstick?
The world is ending. No, 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 no.
The fuck's on
fuck
your face?
Is that?
You fucking cheating on me? Oh, you had a meeting? Oh, you had a dinner?
Yeah, oh, fuck the gremlins.
You had a freaking dinner. But who was at this dinner? Interesting. So why the fuck do you have red lipstick on your face?
She's a mobster now.
No, I don't understand. I don't understand why the... Tony, I gotta call Tony.
You hold come on, to me. You Tony? Come to me on
Tony,
your mother's...
Tony, he did it again. Tony, he did it again. Yeah, no, he's... No, Tony.
No, no. This ain't gonna
fly. No, you know what to do. Yeah. Bring him in. Yeah, bring him. Yeah. So, Billy, we're done here. Look, Billy. We had our fun, okay? I stuck around for this nonsense with you with this rat thing, okay? And you were chasing it. But now... The rats.
The rats.
The rats. The rats. Wasn't there a TikTok sound that was like, the rats. The rats. We love the rats. I'm crazy. I don't know. Anyway, she's so crazy. No, but actually, what is it? No, but yeah. More of the story is Billy. What the fuck?
How he didn't wipe her ass up? Unknown. Unknown to us.
She deserves the best. Also, their apartment was huge for New York.
For real.
And his parents just show up. This dad's got some serious PTSD. That was real.
And they just brought him back to terrorize his ass, to re-traumatize him, and put him through a get attacked by a bat gremlin. And then they said, "Get your check,
pack your things.
You're done.
You're coming back home. You come back home to live with mommy and daddy.
Mommy
and
daddy. Mommy and daddy.
Oh god. Okay.
Did you know there was supposed to be an alternate ending?
Oh.
Where Gizmo is supposed to, his dad is supposed to come back because he is like, he's an inventor.
Okay.
In the first one. And he's supposed to come back and he made a wetsuit for Gizmo so that he could never get wet again.
Oh.
And then the movie was cut for because it was getting too long.
Yeah.
But can we get wetsuit Gizmo, please? Underwater gremlins.
Underwater gremlins 3.0. Underwater gremlins in space.
They almost did a Gremlins in Vegas, which is just us going to see Scream. Which is just us.
It's just. So the next time we go to Vegas, we're bringing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gremlins in Vegas.
Gremlins in Vegas.
And Gremlins on Mars, planet Mars.
Oh my god.
Those were two options. But how about Gremlins under the sea?
Gremlins under the sea.
Under the sea.
Gremlins takes on Wisconsin. Like just a normal state. Takes on Kansas. It's just what? Very, very boring. Very silly. Haha. Okay. I have one question for you. Okay. Now. Picture this. You are Miss Bloodstone, okay? You are her. I mean, you are a redhead, so that works out perfectly.
I'm in character.
In character. And you are trapped in a spider web.
Uh-huh.
And this...
Been there.
You can't move. You're like, what the fuck? I'm trapped in a spider web. This big-ass spider web. What's going on? And the girlfriend... of the guy who you just were putting a foot in between his legs with, comes and she's like, I'm gonna get you out. But then she gets caught too, and then all of a sudden, you hear some tippy-tappies. little tippy-tappies. And you see this mutant gremlin with legs.
Yep.
And he's crawling.
Yep.
What was your first instinct?
Well, now that we've established my attraction to the spider gremlin, now that that's off the table, I let him have his way.
Come here, Daddy.
Get over here.
Get over here, big
get
guy.
Get over here.
Oh, my God.
Do your worst.
Jesus Christ. So
I mean, what else is there?
Scream, kill it, burn it, kill yourself.
Burn
I don't
this
know.
Place to the ground.
A lot of things. A lot of things you could do besides that. Anything but that. She said, "I don't know. I did
I'm
this.
Kicking my feet.
Kicking spider. My feet. Spider-Gram. Okay, so out of 10.
Yes.
What do you think?
I'm pretty biased. Mm-hmm. Pretty biased. But I give it... Is it bad to give it a 10?
You can give it whatever you want.
Can I give it a 10? 10 gremlins out of 10?
10 gremlins out of 10.
I just think it's so silly. And unlike the first, you can watch it like through the whole year. Mm-hmm. I get that same thing with the first Gremlins where like I can only watch it around
Christmas. It's a holiday film.
But, and there's so many like little bits, little tidbits from the movie that like make it so much more fun. Yeah. Like the cameos.
Oh my God, so many.
So many.
So many.
And they just are crazy. The amount of gremlins, the puppets. I tried to Google how many puppets were in it and I got like 4,000 and I was like, That can't be right.
But this also can't be right. I feel like that would be right.
But also weirdly feels right.
Also, yeah, because I feel like even for, you know, G-Man, you have to have like several for, you know, like the top of him and then the his full body. And then, you know, so,
So, we'll never know.
That makes sense. A lot.
I have one question for you.
No.
All right.
Yes, what's up?
Who's your favorite gremlin?
You are.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You blushed. Wow. Well, obvious. G-Man?
He's a mockery.
Okay.
Well, that's what I... Well, see, I'm a pull on you, what everybody comments.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's because I don't know their...
We got Veggie Gremlin.
Veggie Gremlin.
He's got the little vegetables on his face.
Okay.
We got Phantom of the Opera Gremlin.
Oh, my God.
Electricity Gremlin.
Oh, my God.
We got Greta. We got... Can I say cunt?
Say it, yeah.
Cunty Girl Boss Bitch.
Cunty Girl Boss Bitch Greta.
And then we got Spider Bat Brain, who is supposed to be Tim Curry.
That's a shame, honestly. That's a shame. Okay. I don't know. They all were scary. I don't want to look at any of them.
We know it's not googly-eyed
gremlin. It's not googly-eyed gremlin. I would kick that shit. I'd kick him. I'd
punt
him
across the field.
I don't like him. But, yeah, you know what? Flying gremlin's kind of fun. I wouldn't say he's my favorite, but he's fun, you know?
That'll do. I'll take it.
The bat, you know, bat. So, I gave the original Gremlins, I think I gave it a 8 or a 9. Because I love that movie.
That's a B+.
This movie, it has a 6.5 on IMDb.
Criminal,
which honestly is, I mean, anything over a 5 for a horror movie is considered good.
And it bombed in the box office at first.
I liked it a lot.
Yay.
But I'm gonna say 7.
All right,
7. I liked it. All right. No, 7. Yeah. It's campy, it's silly, it scared me in like not like a this is a scary movie kind of way, in like this guy will haunt my nightmares kind of way, but not like a scary, like just like a he looks weird and I'm judging his face, you know. So this is the part of the show where I say thank you and you plug yourself. So where can they find you?
Oh my gosh. I'm your fave with a U R. This guy. This guy. U R F A V dot Gremlin on all the platforms.
Twitter.
The TikTok. Or should I say X? The threads. The Instagram. I'm mostly on the Instagram because she's silly goofy. I post a lot of records and tapes if you like that shit.
Yay. It's great, it's wonderful, it's exciting, and I thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Of course. And I'd like to say thank you to our sponsor. Why am I talking like freaking water boy for a second? It's a glacier. I'd like to say thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at Filmcraft LA on Instagram or at filmcraftla.com. Also, thank you to Fangoria. You want a copy of Fangoria? Use code KatieAfraidy25 to get 25% off. And I'd like to give some shitty advice before we leave, you know, about the like from the movie, you know, and you can jump into if anything rings true.
Okay.
If you find a Mogwai, okay, don't.
Get that motherfucker wet. Get him wet. Get him dripping.
Get a wetsuit for him. Immediately. And honestly, Gremlins 3 in space and in Vegas.
Joe
space
Dante,
Vegas underwater.
We're looking at you.
We're not threatening, but fucking do it.
It's on.
It's a kill shot. It's a kill shot. But on that note, Sarah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And guys, we'll see you next time. Stay spooky.
That's beautiful.
That's
absolutely
stunning. Wait. You got to show it on camera.
She's cute.
Ben, our lovely producer, he has just drawn. He just googly-eyed bitch. Who needs a real image when you have an artist behind the camera?
That's actually... Can I have that?
And on that note, guys, this will haunt my nightmares and yours.
Yay.
Stay spooky.
Now, was that civilized? No, clearly not. Fun, but in no sense civilized.